Kathmandu. A 2.5-year-old girl has been anointed as Nepal's new Kumari, or living goddess, following a centuries-old tradition deeply rooted in the country's cultural and spiritual identity. Arya Tara Shakya, aged 2 years and 8 months, assumed the Kumari throne on Tuesday during a special ceremony at the Kumari Gar in Basantapur, Kathmandu. The ritual, conducted at an auspicious hour, was overseen by priests from the Taliju Bhawani Temple, including Uddhav Karmacharya, who confirmed her formal entry into the Kumari house. The Kumari is revered as the living embodiment of goddess Taliju and is chosen from among young girls of the Shakya community before they experience menstruation. Arya Tara succeeds the outgoing Kumari, who retired at age 12 after reaching puberty, as required by tradition. The rigorous selection process demands that candidates be free of physical blemishes or wounds and exhibit fearlessness. One of the tests requires the child to remain calm when placed in a dark room filled with ritual objects such as buffalo heads and frightening masks. Arya Tara passed all stages of the process before being declared the new living goddess. Although the Shakya community is Buddhist, the Kumari is worshipped by both Hindus and Buddhists, symbolizing Nepal's long-standing religious harmony. The practice, which dates back 500 to 600 years to the Malla kings, has since become an integral part of Nepalese culture. The tradition of parading the Kumari through Kathmandu in a decorated chariot began during the reign of Jaya Prakash Malla in the 18th century. Today, the Kumari is one of Kathmandu's most visited cultural landmarks, drawing tourists from around the world. Each year during the Indrajatra festival in August, Nepal's president visits the Kumari to receive blessings, underscoring her significance in both state and society.